Two veteran television producers have new shows out this season, Gary David Goldberg, the creator of Family Ties, and Susan Harris, the creator of The Golden Girls. TV critic David Bianculli checked out their latest efforts, and he says only one is worth watching.
Susan Harris made her reputation in the late 70s with Soap, a wild soap opera spoof with outrageous characters, cliffhanger endings, and suggestive dialogue. With Good and Evil premiering Wednesday on ABC, Harris has done it again, but that's not a compliment. What she's done is remade Soap for the 90s. Good and Evil focuses on a family that made its fortune in the cosmetics business. There's a good sister and an evil sister, which is where the title comes from. Margaret Whitten is good, and Terry Garr is evil. When they share a scene together, it's supposed to be a study in contrasts. But in the two episodes I've seen, it's more like a graduate course in bad sitcom writing.
We need to talk about Mother's new boyfriend.
Do we?
Well, I know she needs companionship, but I've never seen her, you know...
Pay for it?
Right. It's obvious Harlan's just a common, you know...
Gigolo?
Exactly. And unless we protect her, Mom could get, you know...
A really nasty venereal disease?
Apparently, Susan Harris has confused outrageous with outdated. The first two episodes of Good and Evil both include extended scenes of Mark Blankfield as a blind man, knocking things over and accidentally threatening people with his walking cane. Not only is it a straight steal from W.C. Fields and others, but in Good and Evil, it's not funny, only offensive. And the only things more offensive than the sight gags are the sound gags, which, for a supposedly adult comedy, are amazingly juvenile.
David, boy, are you one lucky bronco. You're rich, you're young, you can still see your willy without using a mirror.
Each episode ends with the same kind of teaser that Soap did, and basically does everything else that Soap did, only worse. Soap never was as good as its reputation, but at least it was different and had some really good comic actors, like Billy Crystal and Richard Mulligan. Good and Evil isn't even different from Soap, and it certainly isn't good. Brooklyn Bridge, however, is good and different. It's by Family Ties creator Gary David Goldberg, and it's a comedy, with no laugh track, about his Brooklyn childhood in the 50s. Mix up the styles of Woody Allen, Neil Simon, and the Wonder Years, and you get some idea of what to expect. One thing you can't prepare yourself for, though, is the performance by Marion Ross, who plays Grandma Sophie. On Happy Days, she played America's quintessential white bread mom, Mrs. Cunningham. On Brooklyn Bridge, she's almost unrecognizable as a Jewish grandmother. And like everyone else in the cast, she makes even the little scenes believable and charming. Here's a typical morning scene with young Alan, played by series star Danny Gerard, coming downstairs to the kitchen where his grandparents are waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want for breakfast?
What are the choices?
Blintzes, cream of wheat, pancakes, French toast, eggs, bagels, waffles, herring, or oatmeal.
That's it?
There's not enough. That's more than I have at the automat.
It's better, too.
I'll have Blintzes, please.
And for lunch, then?
Oh, I think I might be going out for lunch.
Oh, I think you're coming home.
I think you're right. I'll have a tuna fish sandwich, not too much mayo, please.
And for dinner?
Do I have to decide right now?
I have to know what to defrost.
Only been up 8 minutes. It's kind of hard to get excited about dinner.
Peek.
Well, that brown paper looks good. I'll have what's in there.
Pot roast. Don't be such a smart guy.
Brooklyn Bridge premiered last Friday and arrived for review late enough to be one of the season's few last-minute surprises. And a pleasant one at that. Add Brooklyn Bridge to the list of shows worth watching. And while you're at it, make sure to subtract Good and Evil.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post. He reviewed Good and Evil and Brooklyn Bridge.